Beginning with the End in Mind, Part 1. Why Can't I Have a Dog? Esther giggled as she watched her dog romp through the puddle. He was determined to retrieve the stone she had thrown into it, but had no idea where it was. He decided to roll instead until he was covered in mud from nose to tail. You look like a giant chocolate-covered Easter bunny, or Easter dog, laughed Esther. He sprang from his chocolate pool and proceeded to shake off his mud-scented chocolate coating all over her. Since they were now both drenched in muddy slime, she bent down and hugged the big dog's neck, combing his gooey fur with her fingers. "You're the bestest friend a girl could ever have," Esther whispered into his ear. "Esther!" The dog immediately vanished. Esther opened her eyes and groaned. "I'm coming," she called back to Mom, who once again interrupted another pleasant adventure she was having with her dog on a sunny day. But Esther had no dog. Only in her dreams did this bestest friend exist. She was alone again. Mom and Papa had been up before sunrise. Papa was repairing worn-out tools for the spring hoeing. The dry, dusty fields would soon need to be planted. Mom was cleaning buckets to fill at the well for the day's laundry and cooking needs. Their two-room log home was quite chilly this morning since the firewood was running low after the harsh winter. Too much of the stored garden produce from last harvest had frozen, and the meals were now so small that it was difficult to carry out each day's work around the farm. This is how it was every morning for 10-year-old Esther. Life on the dusty, dry flatlands of Kansas wasn't easy for anyone. Neighbors were few and far between, and visits were very rare. Each family must supply its own food. Without a good harvest this year, many of these families would not survive. In spite of this, Papa somehow kept up his cheerful whistling and found something positive to share each morning. Sitting on their wooden bench with plain, watery oatmeal is a far cry from a hearty breakfast. But Papa joyfully sang a little song of thanks. Who can tell what a day may bring when we give to God our everything? We'll give him thanks from dawn to dusk because in him we've placed our trust.
Why can't I have a dog? Blurted out Esther again. I have no one to play with. I finish my school lessons by 10 o'clock and I have to work the rest of the day. Everyone else has a dog but me. You're so mean.
Esther covered her face and cried. These outbursts by Esther had become a regular part of the morning routine. Though Mom and Papa were used to them by now, their hearts still ached. They longed to give her a dog, but they could barely feed 3 people. How could they feed a dog? And on top of that, getting Esther to do any work around the farm was a constant struggle. She wandered off, made excuses, and did poor quality work. She would never properly care for a dog.
"I have to visit Mr. Wyatt today," said Papa, after Esther had stopped crying. "Why don't you come along? I want to see how he's fared after the winter, and I think it would do you good."
Esther immediately perked up, and they soon began the 2-mile walk along the dirt road. Mr. Wyatt was in his 70s and had lived on the farm 47 years. His wife had passed away, and he always welcomed company. The sun had chased the chill from the air by the time they neared his house, and Esther's mood had much improved. Mischief, Mr. Wyatt's border collie, spotted them coming and began barking as she bolted down the driveway. She danced around Esther, greeting her with all kinds of wiggles and tail wags. Mischief and Esther shared a special bond. It wasn't often they saw each other, but when they did, another adventure began. Perhaps they both knew how lonely the other felt, since neither had anyone else to play with. Papa and Mr. Wyatt shook hands, but it was Esther Mr. Wyatt spoke to first.
"I was hoping you'd visit soon," he said. His blue eyes beamed.
All 4 of them, with Mischief leading the way, headed toward the faded red barn. Mischief seemed to lift her head a little higher as she pranced through the door. She sat down next to a messy pile of straw, and within seconds a stream of tiny, sleepy-eyed black and white fur balls wobbled out from underneath.
"Puppies!" cried Esther.